Recording, and for starters, Dana, will you state your name and your title?
Yes, this is Dana Tarpening. I'm city manager with City of Brookfield.
All right, and Dana, will you just go over for me some of the major topics that council will be discussing tomorrow night?
Yes, tomorrow night at 6 o'clock is our monthly council meeting. Under new business, we have consideration of recommendations from the Planning Commission. We have a couple of individuals who are wanting to do something other than what's allowed per our code book. So Planning Commission approved those, and now we just need approval from the City Council. We also have consideration of insurance broker services. That is our health insurance coverage. It is time to look at broker services. So we have two bids that we received, and Council will review those. Consideration of propane bids. It's that time of the year for budget. October 1st is the beginning of our fiscal year, and we always go out for propane bids. So we have two bids we received on that. We also have consideration of an ordinance concerning a lease agreement with Preferred Family Health Care. They currently lease a building out at our Brookfield Community Center, and so it is just an annual agreement with them. We will continue the lease with them at the same rate. We also have consideration of an ordinance concerning Amendment 1 to our agreement with City of Brookfield and Missouri Department of Conservation. What that is we had constructed a boat dock, and the amount exceeded what we normally thought was going to be agreed upon. And so Department of Conservation made an amendment, and they will approve those added expenses and reimburse us for those. We also have consideration of an ordinance concerning an agreement with City of Brookfield and GovTeller. What this is a credit, debit, card machine so people can pay their bills here in the office with a credit or debit card, or also online. And that's it.
Okay. The agreement regarding the credit, paying bills with credit or debit, if it's approved, when might people be able to start doing that?
I would say within a month.
Okay, and how much is the contract costing the city, and will it tack on any fees to people who choose to use that method?
It will. Consumers will be, they will be responsible for the fee, and the city is not out any expense except for the card reader machine itself.
And is that pretty minimal?
No more than $300.
All right, and going back to the planning and zoning, do you happen to know what changes it is these people want to make that the council will have to approve?
Yes, we have one gentleman requesting a conditional use permit for a 30-by-40 building, and right now I believe the code, of course, is less than that. So, and the other one's wanting a permit for a 40-by-40 building addition, so it's just larger buildings than what the code currently allows.
Okay, but there's not much, nobody's too concerned about this, though?
No. Shouldn't be a problem.
All right, and on the boat dock, do you happen to have the numbers there and where it's located?
It is located at our city lake. It is on the northwest side of our city lake. And it's up and going right now, so anyone can go and fish off the dock there. And then they also have bathroom facilities, so it's a new structure, and we hope everyone enjoys it and will use it. As far as the amount, I believe it was like $123,000, something like that, altogether.
And do you happen to know how much was originally planned for it?
Yes. They were going to reimburse up to a maximum of $75,000, which was... Sorry, I'm looking at the agreement here in just a second.
Sorry to put you on the spot.
It's okay. We'll find it here. The original amount was 75% of the total cost, which was $75,000. Now that it exceeded the cost, it's still going to be 75% of the cost, but now we will be reimbursed $96,000 as opposed to $75,000.
All right, great. Well, Dana, do you have anything you'd like to add?
No, I just appreciate you contacting us to get a preliminary of our council meeting.